All right, everyone, welcome back to The Process of Being Me and to this week's episode. Now, if you've been following this podcast for a little bit, I think since I relaunched it, we're back up to episode 15 today. But the entire purpose of this podcast is to really help you to start switching your thinking, your perspective, your mindset, even your beliefs when it comes to your own personal transformation, the level of success you want, and being able to achieve any intention or vision that you set out to achieve. And if you haven't taken the time to listen to last week's episode, right, do yourself a huge favor and go back and listen to that, right? It's probably one of the most value-packed episodes I've ever put together, all based around how to really create, grow, and structure your signature program, product, and service, and really what you should be thinking in terms of how you position your solution to the market, all right? And how you're going to be able to attract the types of clients that you want that are happy to pay you what you're worth, all right? Now, building on from last week's episode is this week's episode, which is all about knowing your value, okay? And the tagline I've attached to this episode, all right, is making sure that you stop playing everybody else's game and start playing your own game, all right? And as always, I always recommend if you're somebody that likes to, you know, reflect on things, take down some notes, take down some thoughts that you have during this episode that you can go back to and see what you want to take from it and implement into your own life, into your business, into your project, whatever it is that you're working on, okay? So if we look back at what we went through in last week's episode, and like I said, if you haven't, go back and listen to it. But if we look at everything as a whole, right, you currently have a signature product, program, or service, right? If you don't, then obviously we need to create that. But the next step to this is, how do you start getting paid what you're worth, right? Like, how do you make sure that you're getting value back out of your business and the time that you're investing into your clients, your products, whatever it is that you're doing, your business on a day-to-day basis as well, all right? And what is really going to determine your value to the marketplace, all right? And it's often way different than you think it is. And what I mean by that is we often base our value on external things, on things that realistically have nothing to do with how much our product, program, or service is really worth. All right. And the question I've got down here is, what did you base your prices or your fees on in the first place? So if you think about your current price structure, your program structure, the service that you offer, how you structure that service, do you clients pay you on a reoccurring basis? Do they pay you big upfront costs? If you're in the design field, are they paying you per design? If I'm doing different tasks for them, do they pay me per tasks? All of these different payment options, structures, and models that we can create and implement in our business. Like, what led you to what you currently have in place? Like, what was the thought process? Where did you get it from? Did you model it from somebody else? Did you pull it out of your ass and decide that, hey, that's what somebody's willing to pay me now, so I'll just charge them that, and then I've been stuck charging them that for the last 4 to 5 years, right? You might laugh, but I work with businesses all the time, and when we go through our initial profit discovery call and we dive into everything, I'm amazed at how low or how little people charge and value their service or their program or their results that they're going to help somebody with. And the main reason is they devalue is because that's what they charged once and they just kept charging that, and they didn't want to increase their fees because they didn't want to upset anyone and have people not pay them anymore, all right? Which is crazy if you look at how everything else works in the world, right? Almost everything that you pay for now, 5 years ago, was less expensive, right? Obviously, some things, consumer products get cheaper with more demand, but let's say services, right? Like what I used to go out and eat dinner for, I probably can't go out and eat dinner for now, right? Service taxes more, waiter costs more, tip is now suddenly instead of 10%, it's 20%. Like all of these different things change, but yet you kept your fees the same. I guarantee your bank fees went up, your debit fees went up, the cost of goods for some of the things that you have to purchase probably went up as well, but yet your fees stayed the same. So really have a think about what led you to that decision in the first place. Once you get clear on that, or you might be clear on it from the beginning, is what you have in place now going to provide you with the value you want? Is it going to provide you with the level of income, freedom, and choices that you need One, to do the things that you want to outside of your business, okay? Because sometimes we just get stuck thinking that we're only worth what we're currently getting charged, and we don't value ourselves any higher than that. We let the market dictate what we're worth rather than letting your results and your process and your methodology dictate the amount that you're worth. Sometimes just the insight that you can provide somebody is the most valuable thing they will ever get. A fresh perspective, a different set of eyes, something that's going to allow them to see an opportunity, a gap, a different way to go about something that they didn't see before, that's going to completely transform and revolutionize the level of results, speed of growth that they're able to achieve, or the outcome that they're going for, allowing them to do more of what they want to do. Okay, when you start valuing what you do from that perspective, it doesn't matter what the market thinks. It doesn't matter what your neighbor charges, what your friend charges, what other businesses in your industry charge, what they can get a job done for on Fiverr, or whether they can hire a VA to do it for them. It doesn't matter, right? Because as I talked about last week, they want the results. All right, when you get clear on your solution and how valuable that is for the types of clients that need that solution the most, you get to flip the script. You get to determine your value based on the outcomes. And I really want you to try and take that to heart and look at what you're currently charging versus what you want to be charging versus the value you know you deliver. Regardless of anybody else, like if you shut out from the world and you were the first person to determine your rates, to determine how much you're worth to provide what it is you're providing without any other external context, what would that fee look like? All right, and I've been caught in this trap before in the past. Like I looked at so-and-so, I just made up a number. I literally just pulled it out of my ass, right? Like here's a number I'm going to start with. And that's what I charged, right? There was no rhyme or reason. There was no value. There was no thought. There was no anything around it. Versus what I charge now for my new program is vastly different. But I know that when people take on my program, it is transformational. It is revolutionary in terms of what they're going to be able to achieve and the speed in which they're going to be able to achieve it. And I know that because I've lived it. I've done it over and over and over again and helped other people do it over and over and over again, that I know exactly what the process looks like and what the outcome looks like for those people, how it changes their lives, how it frees them up, all of those sort of things, right? And based on your niche and your industry, I understand some of your programs or products might not be transformational, but if it relieves a problem I have, if it solves something for me, there is a vast amount of value that I'm going to attach to that as a business owner, an entrepreneur, and as a customer. All right, the other thing that you have to start getting clear on, and again, I'm referencing last week purely because this is a follow-on from that, okay? But who do you want to work with, right? At the end of the day, what I can promise you, hands down, and I've seen this in every single niche and industry and market I've been in and worked with, the people that pay you the less, demand the most, expect the most, and give you back the least, unless it's like grief or in pain or they cause you the greatest amount of headaches, right? That's the only way they provide you back with the amount of value that you're giving them. And I can't give you an exact reason why. It's just how the world seems to work, right? That's my explanation at this point. I think it's because they have a different set of values. They value things differently to how you do. And they're coming from their own perspective. But I know with certainty that that is the way it is. And that's the way around it. It's the same as always the smallest crowd that makes the loudest noise, right? It's always the people that are in the cheap seats that are the ones that cause the biggest trouble, right? There's all these different sayings around that, but it's true. And you have to decide who it is you want to work with. Are you in the volume business? Because if you are in the volume business, you got to be prepared for some of that. All right, and you've got to be prepared in terms of how you're going to get the value back out of your business if you are in the volume game. When I say the volume game, maybe you sell products, right? And you're selling them at a lower price point. You have small margins and you got to sell a crap load of products to make a decent profit. All right, if that is your model you're in right now, you got to understand that that's the journey and the ride that you're going to go on. All right, versus if you're in the transformational space. And ultimately, that's the space that I am in, right? It's the space that I've always been in. It's the space that I love the most, okay? It becomes a lot easier to attach your value to a direct result, to a direct transformation, to a direct outcome that somebody is looking to achieve, to help somebody go out of pain and into pleasure, to go from where they don't want to be to exactly where they want to be, right? Or as close to it as possible. Being in that space allows you to attach the value that you want to attach to that process, to that outcome. So start thinking about who it is that you want to work with, right? And again, regardless of market or niche, do you want clients who are going to pay you $50 for a design job versus somebody who's going to hire you full-time as a designer, or at least as a, they're going to outsource you as their in-house designer, and they're going to pay you $1,000 a month, right? And you have to generate X amount of work for them. You put together a couple of packages, you need 10 clients, and you're making 10 grand a month. All right, that's a $120,000 business right there and then off 10 clients versus how many jobs at $50 would you have to do to make the same amount of money? Okay, so you've got to start looking at your value based on who it is that you want to work with. And when you get clear on that, then you can start structuring things based around those types of clients. And those types of clients are going to be the ones who, once they see the value in your solution, they're going to be willing to pay that. Right? And they're going to be the types of clients we love to work with because we're not settling for anything. I think that's the biggest thing. We're not just taking whatever we can to get income. And as an entrepreneur, that's a trap we fall into very quickly, especially when we launch our businesses, because shit, we need to make money, right? We got to put food on the table. I've been a sole provider for over 20 years, right? And when you're in that situation, it's very easy to let income or money be the dictator in terms of what you're willing to take and do, right? If somebody's willing to pay me that, I'm just going to take it because I need the money. Versus, is that the type of client I really want? Like if I take on $100 to $20 a month clients, right? Versus taking on one client that's willing to pay me $3,000 a month, which is better, okay? And I understand everybody's model is slightly different, but start thinking about things from that perspective. And I've always found in every business and every model I've run, from agencies to offline businesses to online businesses to affiliate marketing to everything that I've been a part of, even the software game, right? Having less clients that are willing to pay you more is always a better model. Always. I've never seen it any other way around, right? A higher a higher dollar value per client, whether they're buying my products. If they buy one product at $10 versus they buy one product at $100, depending on my profit margin, again, I can apply the same thing, right? I can spend more to acquire those clients because I know those clients are worth more to me. So there's lots of different ways to look at this, but you need to be proactive around it and not just settle for whatever somebody's willing to pay you. All right, the other thing that you have to start looking when you want to go from accepting what you currently have to creating what you want, all right, and to start charging what you want and have the right people willing to pay you for it. This is key. It's something that I constantly have to refine and look at myself in all of my businesses, but also with all my clients I work with, all right? It's putting the right offer in front of the right people. If I'm telling somebody what they need and I'm trying to present my solution and they are completely the wrong person, it's just going to be like scratching a blackboard for them, right? I'm just throwing noise at them that they're not connecting with, that they're not listening to, that they're not engaged with. And it's like your parents telling you what you should do, right? It's that sort of a feeling versus them connecting with why they need to do it because they want to achieve X, Y, and Z outcome. Right? It's a very different place to come from. So when you're looking at your offer and you're looking at how you're positioning your offer, if you are not clear on who that offer is for and why they need it and what it's going to do for them in every last detail, right? So much so that I have this completely broken down in my mission statement that I read every day. Because for me, I just want to get clearer and clearer and clearer on who it is that I truly want to work with and help. If you can start putting the right offer in front of the right people, it makes the buying decision a no-brainer, right? Because those are the people that are going to connect with your messaging. Those are the people that are going to want your solution to follow and to implement your methodology and your process, right? And ultimately, those are the ones that are going to succeed, right? And I explain this to people in the sales process, right? If I'm in the convincing game, if somebody's coming to me and I'm having to convince them of why they need my solution or why they need my product or program or service, I'm not talking to the right person, right? I should never be in the convincing game. I should be in the prescription game and in the outcome game, right? In terms of if you want this outcome, this is what you need to do. If you don't want this outcome bad enough because of X, Y, and Z excuse, no problem. There's lots of other places down the road that you can go work with, right? And that is a hard position to come to for some people in the beginning because that greed button goes off. And I'm not talking about having a lot of money, but just having some money, right? Whatever I can get in the beginning to put food on the table. I get it. I totally get it. And look, there's always probably going to be an initial period where you're going to have to put up with some of that. But at some point, you have to decide for how long, right? And are you willing to keep going down that direction, or are you going to do something about it? Because I get a ton of business owners that come to me, and one of the first things we have to do is go through the painful process of changing their price points, adding higher value programs, higher priced products, services, whatever it is, because the way that their current model is set up is not set up for them to succeed. It's set up to provide the clients with the basics of what they need. But for you as the business owner and the entrepreneur, it's never going to give you what you need. All right. And you have to understand that from the beginning. Once you can start getting clearer on exactly who it is that is the right people for you, who those ideal clients are, right? Who is it that we're talking to, right? When I'm doing my content and I'm writing my emails and putting my ads together and creating my videos and whatever it is, who am I talking to? Once I can get really good at that, that's how you start to play your own game. That's how you start to dictate your own price points, your own value based on what you know you can do for somebody. Based on the fact that you know exactly who it is that you need to be helping and you know exactly how to help them better than anybody else, right? In your mind anyway, who cares about anybody else? From my point of view, anybody that comes into my program is going to walk away with more value and they're going to be empowered with the knowledge to be able to create whatever they want at the highest level over and over and over again. Right? I'm not just giving them a snippet that then leave them on their own and then one day maybe they'll be successful or not. I'm not like that, right? And I hope that you're not either. I want to be invested in their success because when I am, that's when I can charge what I want because I know that I can guarantee their success, obviously based on doing what they need to do, but I'm going to help them as much as I can through that process. So you start to be able to play in your own game. I'm not dictating my prices on other people. I'm not worried about what so-and-so paid last time. I'm not worried about what they paid for somebody else to do what I offer before they came to me. I don't care about any of that. All I care about is helping them achieve what they want to achieve, providing them with what they need, delivering them with what they need. Once that becomes my focus, then I can attach whatever value I want, obviously within reason, right? But don't be afraid to overvalue yourself. And the reason why I say overvalue yourself is because we chronically undervalue what we do. I mean chronically, right? The amount of people that come to me and tell me their price points and I literally want to cry for them, right? And I've been there. I mean, shit, I opened up one of my gyms years ago and I charged $10 a month, right? And in the US, that's typical. In Australia, it's not typical at all, right? And I only had a small space in the beginning, in the first location. So, I mean, the most I was ever going to be able to earn, even if I had like 100 gym members, right? It wasn't very much money. It wasn't smart, right? Because I wasn't clear on who I wanted to help and who I wanted to work with, right? It's the same in coaching. It's the same in a program. It's the same in the service you offer, right? If you can deliver something at the level that I want it consistently, and you can help me look better in the marketplace, help me do better at something, help me with speed of implementation or speed of success, help me increase my income or profit, to help me implement a model that is going to allow me to free up my time and create leverage and more of a lifestyle that I want. That's the stuff that people value. Right? And they always will, regardless of what's happening on Facebook or the internet or anything else. People are always going to value that. They have throughout history. That's not going to change. Okay? To tie everything up here, because I don't want this to be a long episode, have a look at your current price points, like we talked about. All right? Have a look at where they came from. All right, get clear on exactly who it is that you want to work with. Like, who is your ideal client? All right, then get clear on who those people are in the marketplace. Like, where are we going to find them? What are they searching for? What pain are they in? What problems, what symptoms do they have on a consistent basis? What are the things that they're watching on YouTube? What are the articles that they're reading? What are the courses they're taking and doing? What are the books and audiobooks that they're consuming? Like, get clear on exactly who that person is, because then you can start crafting an offer that is going to connect with them best. And then you can start charging what you want or what you value that outcome is worth to those people. And lastly, tie everything back to the value of your solution, right? I'll give you a clear example here, right? My new signature program, okay, helps people literally in a 12-week period either create or take their current program, product, or service, grow it to the point where they're generating the level of profit that's going to allow them to create what I call a lifestyle business, right? And I take them step by step through the entire process during a 12-week coaching program, all right? It's adaptable based on where people are at, but it's structured in a way that regardless of where they're starting, they're going to be able to create a signature program, product, or service, get it in front of the right people, charge what they want for it, and then learn how to scale it, to leverage it, to create a model that's going to allow them to also have the lifestyle they want around it. Because too often we get trapped as entrepreneurs stuck in the lifestyle we currently have because that's what we think we need to do. We can't see any other way out. But the example I was going to give you is that I only really want to work with people that charge a minimum of between $1,000 to $5,000 per month or per package or per program for what it is that they do, all right? Because for me, I'm in the transformational game. I wanna work with people that provide some level of a transformational service, program, or product, all right? Something that alleviates the pain somebody is in, something that takes somebody off someone's plate, it solves a problem for them instantly. Like, that's my client. And that outcome should be a minimum of $1,000 to $5,000, right? As a minimum, whether it's, for, like I said, on an ongoing basis or for a package, whatever it is. So for me, in 12-week period, right, for me to guarantee the outcome that I want for people in terms of my solution, if I can help somebody attract 10 clients at $1,000, if I can help somebody attract 5-10 clients at $3,000, $5,000, right? That is transformational. That is a level of income that is going to have a massive impact on their life, on their lifestyle, and on their business to be able to continually grow, to invest in team members, to learn how to scale up, to outsource certain activities that are a distraction for you. That's game changing. Right, but I had to start with that end in mind. I had to get clear on the value of my solution for somebody. Right, like if I can show you how to take what you have, to package it in a certain way, to market it, to get it in front of your ideal clients who are willing to pay you high value for it, and then how to structure it so that you don't have to be the only person to deliver it, so that you can start creating more freedom and the lifestyle you want. If I can do that for somebody in a 12-week period, how much do you think they're going to value that? Right, I know because I know how much I value it from going through it myself multiple times, right? From watching my clients retire their husbands and travel the world and do things that, you know, a year ago they didn't even think was possible, right? Because they were too busy in the middle of trying to deal with everything that often all of us deal with as entrepreneurs, paying the bills, living with stress, overwhelm, trying to juggle kids with family life, with business versus personal life if you're not married, whatever it might be. So make sure when you go through this process, and like everything, what you put into it is what you'll get out. But tie your price points, your value, and everything to the value of your solution. And the best way I like to think about this is if I can picture their life with what they want in it, right? And I get clear on them in our first call on what that is. If I can help them build that, for me, in a 12-week period, if I can give them as much of that as possible over that time period, there's a huge amount of value attached to that solution. And if I can see them there, then I know I can help them get there. If I can help them see themselves there, then I know that they're going to do what they need to do throughout the process to end up there, right? And then it's a nice symbiotic relationship because I know what to do to get them there. They now see themselves being there, so they're committed to doing what they need to do to get there. And together, we work together on the solution throughout the process to end up there. I hope that's been valuable to you guys. Again, as always, re-listen to it if you need to. Go back and listen to last week's episode if you haven't done that. And really start thinking about your value and do it, like I said, as if nobody had ever charged a price point for it in the past. What would you charge for it? Right? What would that amount be for you? Because like I said, when you're clear on who you want to work with, maybe I only want to work with 10 people, but maybe each of those 10 people pay me $10,000 a month, right? So I'm earning $100,000 a month. I'm earning over $1 million a year. Maybe that's the model I want. Maybe those are the types of clients I want to attract. Like, I've got a friend of mine in a mastermind that charges $1 million a year for her coaching program. $1 million, right? And she had one of the most ordinary, crazy upbringings you've ever seen. No one gave her a magic wand that said, hey, you're now the most amazing coach in the world that can charge $1 million. She decided what her solution is worth. She decided the value of it. And now she has 5 clients alone that pay her $1 million a year. Right? Mind-blowing, yeah? But she had to start the process, and she started it going through this exact same thing. Right, so take that, empower yourselves with it. As always, if you think somebody would benefit from listening to this episode, please do me a favor and share it with them. As always, I would love to feel the love with some likes, and I would love to hear from you. Just put some comments below this episode wherever you are. Let me know what you connected with, how this might have helped you in some way, shape, or form, or what you're doing to start changing the value of your program, product, or service. And I look forward to connecting with you guys next week. And if you haven't jumped on any of my live Freedom Hack episodes, make sure you do that. They're on my adammckenzie.net Facebook page every single day. And I would love to see you on there and connect with you. Until then, I will see you next week.